How to Frighten Programmers, a small programming tutorial. Good programmers are a bit scared of new things, so let us frighten the heck out of them. As you know, you can add a new page to Wikipedia at any time. Though moderators will delete it, the wiki will let you do it. The WikiWiki is a marvelous invention, and it is also extremely simple. But it does not work so well when you are trying to create interactive things. Wikis only let you create cross-connected pages of content. But what if we want to create a secure area of our website? Is there something as simple as a wiki? Yes, a computer game. In just a few lines of code, you can create a room with a door, and the door will only unlock if you have a special key. This is just a few lines of code. This also means that you need to track user locations, and in the simplest version of this program, that means using the URL in your address bar. For example, the address members/gallery/portraits/quality/progress shows a path through a virtual world. Only registered members are allowed to enter the members' office. There they can venture to the gallery room and enter the portrait office, where they will deposit their photo. Then they will have to visit quality assurance room to chat with the artist they chose, and finally, they can visit the progress room, where they can look at the progress of their photo becoming a digital painting. The thing that is really special about this setup is that each time we try to interact with the website, we always traverse this full path. That means if a membership is revoked, the user will not be able to enter the member's office, like, at all. This is a very simple and sturdy security mechanism, and it can be easily upgraded to, for example, support various keys, passports, key cards, or even strange items. There is nothing confusing about this security scheme, and you don't have to remember to check if a person entering the gallery is a member or not. They will be denied entry right at the member's office. Without a membership, they can't get very far. As you have noticed here, we are also able to capture a series of steps. We can represent uploading a photo with a chain of rooms, a kind of a bureaucratic nightmare. Programs that don't have a simple idea behind them are a lot of trouble for programmers. The more inconsistency and leaky abstraction, the more difficult it is to ensure security and integrity. Aside from the user here having a simple inventory where they can store keys, maybe a passport, and maybe coins that they can buy, gift, or trade with, we need something in the rooms that can represent things like portrait photos that the user uploaded. And you know, and this is not perfect, but we should just call them objects. All modern programming languages already have a concept of an object, and here we would only impose a small convention to make objects more interactive in our virtual world. You could have an object called a filing cabinet, or spreadsheet, or even list of something, or a pet. And if the pet had a pat, then you could pat the cat and it would follow you around until it got bored. This also opens up an environment that supports multiple users. A chat room, too, after all, is just a room. Which also means that you can have bots. Bots can make submitting a photograph for painting very easy, very interactive. And there's really no reason why users can't add new rooms in here. Why they can't script bots to reduce complex questions to arguments for simple programs. I expect the user interface would too be just a simple object that is triggered automatically when the user enters the room. On the surface, it would all look like a normal program, but beneath, there could be dozens of programmers working to expand the system. For example, with new rooms and unit tests and interactive bots or wizards. Complex room-based workflows, and proper code modules that integrate with the rest of the world. Personally, privately, I would definitely not recommend learning programming, like, at all. But if you already decided to do it, know that programming is an infinite universe that can contain anything and everything.